You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Then a hip-hop audio review. Wale Week, the 11-1-11 theory. Look, we've been having special guests throughout the Wale Week, so we got some special guests today. What it do, Bloodbath? What it do, Saquon? Hold It Down Podcast.
You already know what it is. New day, same trash talk.
Hey, that's what's up. I'm in the building, and my mama still love me.
That's what's up. And you know, look, man, the damn, he not a sixth man, man. He got elevated to the starting lineup.
I'm a starter.
You're a starter. This man be on Dead End Sports. He frames per second. You know what I'm saying? Here and there, you know, we done did Friday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
This man, we did do that. We got to do that again.
You're almost a franchise player at this point.
Hey, I feel like I'm the...
He might want a big contract.
You know what that's right. Like, tell walk. Me that. Like that. I can talk to a lot of shit. Me and Kim might have to talk in the back.
Hey, tell him, yo, talk to you nice or don't talk to you at all.
Hey, yeah, they say I'm the Manu Ginobili at Dead End. I can come out the bench. I can start a couple games.
You know what I mean? Yeah, man. Look, Nick, Mr. Disrespect, a.k.a. Buck 20, man. Got to put the respect on the buck.
Buck 20 if you're nasty. That's what it is.
But look, the Wale 11-1-11 theory project. First time I listened to this.
Really?
Yeah. I never knew about this project. So this joint is 10 years old too.
Which is crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's so crazy.
It's his first project on MMG.
Oh.
Yeah, this came out before Ambition.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes... I can see that.
Mm-hmm. He even said it on here. He said ambition on the way or something like that. Yeah,
yeah, I can see that. Because it still has like a lot of him with taking the go-go music, but even taking it like a step further.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it's almost not go-go. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like you really have to have, you got to know what go-go is to even hear it on this particular project. So it really threw me off because like when I first started playing, I'm like, okay, cool, that's cool. But I'm like, whoa. That's go-go. Mm-hmm. That nigga, he did some more shit. Like, he pushed that culture even more forward. Yeah. And as I went throughout this project, it was long as shit. I ain't going from, bro. It was 20 songs, and every joint was, like, damn near 4 minutes, so I knew that was a different day.
Different era. Yeah, man.
I was thinking about that when we were doing this. Like, damn, bro, this is an era.
Yeah.
These niggas ain't making it. I saw 5 minutes on, the mixtape About Nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, yeah, niggas ain't doing that shit never.
Back in the days of the third verse.
But man, like, this one was really, really good. Like, really good. Yeah. And, I guess at this point, I can't say I'm surprised because this is the most that I've ever listened to Wale ever in my life.
I understand.
I've never listened to this much Wale in my life. So I feel like I have a better understanding of him as a complete artist now, you know, because oftentimes I'm the one that on that end that says, you know, there's some artists that are better mixtape artists than they are album artists. And like after diving into Wale, I feel he's more honest on his mixtapes, but the albums were also dope as fuck. And I feel why he feels underrated.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it. Yeah. Like I feel it now. You know what I'm saying? Before I thought he was a little crazy, but nah, I feel it now. Like everything that he's done in hip hop, like people don't celebrate him enough for it. They don't.
I do still agree he's probably a little crazy, just a little bit.
But you gotta be as an artist.
Like that much. I feel like his projects are still solid, and he puts out consistent work.
Yeah, I think this was a good test bed for some of the sounds he was going to end up doing on his album, like Barry Sanders.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's some MMG that's shit MMG. All fucking day.
But that shit was hard, though.
Yeah, it is, but
that's just hard.
Drums and shit. Man, that go-go shit, I was like, man, he killing that shit. That beat was electric, bro.
Yeah, crazy.
Lace fronting, like, Wale has some fucking jams on
man,
here, man.
He came out the gate. To me, fuck you. I love that. Hey, that beat.
Room, give a nigga room.
Fuck you was hard.
Hey, and then when you mentioned Barry Sanders, my favorite verse on that, he was like, my nigga's never blocking. I think I'm Barry Sanders. And then Fairy, to be honest, this is the first time I got introduced to Lil Duval. Was through Fairy Tales. Man. And then samples and shit. Man, pick six. I can go on, man.
Varsity Blues, that conscious shit, talking about you know, the college football system, man. Less chill.
Mother Nature.
The way they flipped that shit.
Yeah. It's just a tape full of great songs front to back. I feel like this one is best mixtapes. I feel like mixtape Wale kind of like my favorite Wale. But this is my favorite Wale tapes. Like, I could play this one at any time. And like, I'm fine with this tape. Yeah. This is a great tape.
This has a lot of nostalgia for me because this is the tape that I smoked my first blunt to. And it was the first time I had the munchies. So I have all memories on this shit. But yeah, this is my favorite mixtape. It's arguably my favorite project of Wale. Period.
I understand.
I ain't mad at that because this definitely came out when we had went to that concert. Yeah. And especially you mentioning Fuck You, significant because he had actually performed that song right after somebody tried to rush the stage.
Oh, yeah.
And got the ass beat.
I do remember that now.
And then he literally looked at the nigga and was like, you know what? Fuck you. Start playing the song. It went 10 times harder.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, this is definitely a great tape.
That's a good concert.
I think going through this made me learn that I like mixtape Wale a little more than album Wale just because I feel like mixtapes, he has fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, what we talked about with Festivus, he has the joint with Pusha T. Like, that shit, groovy. I'm like, why do I not remember shit like this?
Yeah, I don't remember him and his Pusha T collabs like that.
Yeah,
because Pusha T had a verse on the mixtape about nothing. I was like, that might be the best verse on that whole project.
Yeah.
But yeah, to me, Wale is like, man, he the Don Cheadle of hip hop. He don't get appreciated as much as he needs to.
Wale can low key get a feature with anybody at this point because I feel like people respect Wale, but like I feel like the radio just won't play Wale, and that's why I feel like
that's been his career,
his whole career. I agree with his whole
career.
But
he had, I don't know about that because I see the rate when he has like a hit record, like R&B record.
He only have like one or two.
But that's all you need though these days.
But it would be one or two for the whole album.
But he's still, and like this, Ambition and I think the album About Nothing. No, Ambition wasn't.
He had a couple of big singles on the radio.
No, I'm just saying, like, he went on a run where he had, like, from Ambition to the album About Nothing.
Every project, he has one or two.
One or two.
You know what I'm saying? But Bloodbath, not many artists are Drake, are Kanye, 50, where they have four or five songs off of an album as singles. You know what I'm saying? Like, not many people do that. And not many people even have a single that charts radio.
That's true.
So the fact that Wale always has one or two shows the amazing consistency.
Yeah.
And it should have been enough to propel his career even further. Because the songs that were big are huge. It's not like they just went gold. No, they're like multi-time platinum singles.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Grammy-nominated singles.
Yeah.
He's up there. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to front, though. Listening to this, I enjoyed it. But this one didn't age that well for me. Like, this one... sounded 10 years old. Not bad. Not sounding like, oh, you know, I don't think it sounds good today, but it feels its age. This one does.
I respect that. I understand. Because I feel like, it may not have aged well, but it does sound like a time, but it's like also like not corny. Like it could play today. Like you could play it today and be like, okay, I can see why I like this.
Yeah.
There'd be some joints you used to bump back in the day, and then you listen to it now and be like, why did I even like this? It sounds awkward. This sounds weird. Yeah. But yeah, this tape also has my favorite Wale song ever,
which is
Bates. Okay, well, nobody says.
I got tired of that record.
Really?
Early. I got tired of that record. Early.
I ain't gonna lie. I wish
that's one of them records when people complain about the MMG shit. That's one of the records to me.
I ain't gonna lie. I wish you
Bates.
He put that on. I think he put that on as a bonus track on Ambition too.
Oh, okay.
It was a fire joint because I feel like it was like you were saying before with Ambition. It was like the transition of Wale. I feel like Bait was almost like a new Wale, and I feel like I wish he would have went with that more often. Like Bait, Fuck You, like Trap, Go Go, because he could have had like that lane. Like ain't nobody got that. Mm-hmm. He would have been able to transition into MMG and into like the New Times and, you know, all the 808s in these tracks and still have like a unique sound that only you can get from Wale. You know what I'm saying?
I do feel like he should have made more songs like Fuck You. Yeah. Fuck You is fun. It's as a good go-go vibe too. If we can get more songs like that even today, I feel like they would be big.
And I'm not saying make every song like that. Like somebody could have made a trap beat that had like some drums or some go-go sound instruments and they'd be like, yo, that sound like Wale. Like, he could have had his own sound. And I feel like it wouldn't have been a far departure from what's going on right now, but it would have been unique enough that it could have put him in a different light. Just the thought I had. But, you know, great tape, though, in my opinion. Great tape.
It was good. All right. Anybody got anything else for this project? Mm-hmm. All right. So let's go around the room. Ken, or let me start to my left this time. Mr. Duce.
What's good?
Did this age well for you?
At first, I was going to say yes until you mentioned something earlier as far as I didn't realize how old it was. I just remember how it sounded in my feelings at that time. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking like, okay, now if I heard this, yes, I still like a lot of those mm-hmm. records. I'm not saying these records sound old, but it's in that medium pocket of like, I could tell it's dated, but it's a good dated. It's mm-hmm. like, yeah, I can, like, if there was a movie that was in this era and that was like a what do they call that? A period piece movie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, if they played records like this on there, I'm like, okay, this is the sound. Yeah, this is perfect. Yeah. But if I'm hearing this now, I'm like, okay, it's decent. But again, it's still not, that doesn't mean it's not one of my favorite projects, but like, I could tell it's a little bit dated.
Yeah. What about you, Saquon?
I agree with Mr. Buck 20. It is definitely a wonderful period piece. I think that's the perfect way to describe this tape. It's a wonderful period piece.
That's what's up. What about you, Lil Bab?
I like it. I can't say that it's completely timeless. It does have some good songs on it. But, yeah, I mean, it shows its age here and there.
That's what's up. Ken? Yes. I don't know when I put it on. Yeah.
And Lil Duval's verse is underrated.
Hey, that's I've been
how you wipe
your ass? I'll fuck with this heavy, bro.
And y'all know how I feel about it. It definitely sounds like a period piece. So I definitely agree with Buck 20, aka Mr. Disrespect. Make sure you go check out the Hold It Down podcast. This is another Wale review. I believe we got one more, right, Ken?
Mm-hmm.
One more before the single Sunday. Again, man, thank you guys for all of the support, all of the downloads, all of the listens. We appreciate that. Make sure you follow us on social media so that way you can make your recommendations. Tomorrow we'll have our last album or project review before the single Sunday. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.